Come learn and have a lot Gemara. We're in that pay test on Aleph. Says the Gemara, Kol HaTodi is a new perek. Kol HaTodi mechaveda, if you have two things, one is more frequent than the other, Kodim is chaveda, it always precedes, takes priority over the other one. For example, Tamidin, the carbon tum is brought on a daily basis, Kodim Lomusafin takes priority over the carbon musaf that is brought on Shabbos, for example, and Musafi Shabbos, Kodim Lomusafin Rosh Chodesh, and on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh coincide. First you bring the musaf of Shabbos, and then you bring the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh. Musafi Rosh Chodesh, Kodim Musafin Rosh Chodesh, and then on Shoshana you have to bring Musafin for Rosh Chodesh, and the fact that Shoshana, again, Rosh Chodesh comes first 12 times a year. How do we know this? Because the pasuk Mulvad Oyla Sabayke, you should bring a musaf over and above the Oyla of the morning that you bring. Ashel Oyla Satami, that for the Oyla of the Tami, Tasos Oyla, do these. In other words, this is brought after you brought the carbon Tami. Says Yimoda Menolan, how do you know that? Why that Todi comes first? Menolan, how do you know? Could they go a time? We just said why. Mulvad Oyla Sabayke. Just bring a pasuk Mulvad Oyla Sabayke. Says Yimoda Dilma. Not maybe only limited to Tamidin Hain, the Kodmul Musaf, and maybe only Tamidin come first. Why? Mishum the Tadiri? Because they're every single day. But who said something once a week is considered Tadir? Abba Musaf and the Musafim on. How do you know that the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh takes priority, for example, over the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah or of Yom Amar Rabbi Lloyd Amakro, or Shabbos takes priority over Rosh Chodesh? Amar Rabbi Lloyd Amakro, says the Pasik, Ka'elel, just like this, the next Pasik says, Tasu, just like this, what you did before, you should do the Yom every single day, Shivas Yomim from the 7 days. Could have said, Eile, why say Ka'elel? Eile, Ko'ele, therefore by saying the extra chaf, the Ko'ele, I'm going to tell you that what? That the same rule that applies in Karban Tamid and Karban Musaf applies to every single day, the Musaf as well. Says the Gemara, they want to behind a Ba'ilu, for don't we need it for itself to tell you that what? That you have to bring a carbon every single day. Let it just say this you should do every day. Why is it ko'ela like this? Like this means that the same din of tadir should apply there as well. No, Gemara says it couldn't. Because of eila tasul liyam, shiva seyam, how many thought? Eila l'shiva seyam, these seven sheep that we talk about, not that you bring them every single day, we would have thought you'd bring them over the 7 days, one per day. Liyam ksiv, it says liyam, how can you think that? It says liyam, that every single day you should bring the seven. Bakati Ema, I would have thought, Eile Liyoim, the first day, Taka, you have to bring all seven. Avosha Yoim, the rest of the days. Lo Yodain, I don't know Kama, how much you bring. Amakro Tasu, the verse says Tasu, Sheyia, Kolasiyah, Shabbos. Gemara says, no. Because it says Tasu, you should do, means it should all be equal. Why is it Ko'ele? To tell you that the same din of Tadir applies everywhere. Abai says, I don't need all this. Amigufi de Kro, I can learn it from the very essence of the Pasik. By the same Milvad Oyla Sabayka, I know that Musaf also for first. Otherwise, you can't lay Makro Milvad Oyla Sabayka. Let it say, besides Oyla Sabayka, why does it have to spell out Asher Lo Oyla Satamid? V'tishtik Asher Oyla Satamid. Don't say Asher Lo Oyla Satamid. We know we're talking about the Oyla Sabayka meant the Oyla Satamid. So why is it giving you Oyla Sabayka? I tell you the reason. The reason why Oyla Sabayka comes first is because it's more common. And I want you to learn from here, compare all other dinim. The fact, whichever one is more frequent, doesn't matter if it's on a daily basis or a weekly basis, a monthly basis, they always take precedence. It says the Mishnah, anyone that is holier than the next takes precedence. For example, dam chata, you have two activities in the base midrash. Dam chatas, you have to sprinkle the blood of the chatas. Or sprinkle the blood of an oila is dam chatas, kaidim dam oila. First sprinkle the blood of the chatas, then sprinkle the blood of an oila. Why is chatas more chashuv than an oila? Because the chatas actually atones for your terrible sins, even though an oila does not mitzvah say, but not for leisasa. A body, when it comes to the limbs, however, if you have two activities to perform, oila and the limbs of an oila, chatas, here the limbs of an oila come first. Why? Because that's more sacred. The limbs of an oil is more sacred than the limbs of a chattas, because all of it goes on the mizbech. For the fats of chattas, the limbs of an oil, the entire oil comes before the fats of a chattas, because the entire thing is burnt on the mizbeach. So it has more kedusha. Chattas kedemis l'osham. Now, what happened to the chattas and osham? Chattas comes first, mizbeach dumma, a number of reasons. Mizbeach dumma, nitil adala, koronis. First of all, you spray it on four corners, and the osham, you only spray on two corners, which equal four.
not an ofor.
And number two, ala yisoid, and also the rest of the blood, the renewal blood, you throw down the shoot. And even though Ashur do that as well, it doesn't say it in the pasuk. We have to learn it out from chatas. Ashur kaidim l'teida, and Ashur comes prior to a teida. The il nazir comes before a teida in the ram of a nazir. Why is that? If neishu kachik kachik and Ashur is considered holy of holies, you can only eat it in the base of mikdash. Mashenke and a teida and a nazir eat entire shalim. Teida the il nazir kaidim l'shalim, a teida and il nazir comes prior to a shalim. Why? Why do they take precedence? If neishu in the cholun liyemecha, the fact that it's limited to eat one day means that it's more significant. Uto unin lechem, and requires also together with an accessory, an ancillary, and that is the loaves of bread. Hashlamim koydmi lebchayr. Okay, even though Hashlamim is behind Toyd and El Nozir, but definitely comes ahead of Bechayr. Mipnei shehen tuunim matan dalet. Because Hashlamim requires spraying two corners, which equals four, and the Bechayr only is on one wall, number one. Number two is smicha. Hashlamim requires smicha. You have to press your hands down on the head. And even the Sochim. And of course, a bchur does not need the smicha and or nesachim, which applies to your shlamim, not the bchur. But tenufas chazei v'shoik and waving the chazei v'shoik. Now the bchur kedim lemaisa. The bchur comes before maisa behemah. Pneishu v'shoshim v'lechem. It's born holy. Maisa behemah. You have to decide later on which is going to be your tenth animal. And number two, v'nechel kainim. Who can eat a bchur? Only kainim if it has no mum. Hamaisa. Now maisa kedim l'oifas. Why is maisa come prior? If you have to do give maisa behemah or an oif. To shechted, which comes first, the mice of hema? Why? Because it's a living, it's an animal, and you're using a knife, a shechting, rather than using a finger. Karbanis, which comes first? And since it has more mitzvahs than the bird, the yesh boy kodesh kadoshim plus in. Part of the animal goes to Kodesh Kodoshim, by Maisa Behemah. Part of it goes to Kodesh Kodoshim. What is that? Dome, it's blood, ve'emudav, and it's fats. The blood goes on the Mizbech, and the fats, the blood goes on the walls of the Mizbech, and the fats go on the Mizbech. By saying the Chata Sa'if, the blood goes on the Mizbech, but that's it. The bird gets eaten entirely by the Kohen. And since it comes ahead of Chata Sa'if, surely the Maisa Behemah comes ahead of Oila Sa'if. The ha'if is within the bird's family itself. Birds come before menachas, because there's blood involved in the by the birds. Therefore, it has a bigger kapara. You have a chatos ha'if. Minchas choyte koydmi redover within the realm of mincha. With two lines on the bottom, pei tesamalav. Within the mincha, the sinner comes before the mincha of the dove. We're talking about precedence. This is something which is holier takes precedence. I'm going through every carbon. If you have two carbonas, which is holier? A mincha of a chayte comes before a mincha of a dove, and then Shabbat Chayte comes to atone for sin, so therefore has more kedusha. Chatos ha'ayv kedemis la'oyla sa'ayv. A chatos ha'ayv comes ahead before oyla sa'ayv. We'll learn from Pesukim later. V'chein be'gdeshem. When you make a pair of birds and you say it'll be kedush, one will be chatos and oyla, always the chatos comes first. How do you know that the blood of a chatas comes prior to the blood of an oyla? On the other hand, how do you know that the limbs of an oyla come before the limbs of a chatas? We learn, it says in Pasuk, you should take a bull, ben bakar, and you should take its mincha, flour, mixed with oil. Then, parsheni, the second bull, ben bakar, tikal chatas. The second bull should be taken with chatas. Now, im balalam mechem shnayim, if you tell me that you bring two kabanas, we're talking about training the levim in Bahalaisha. If you tell me you bring two kabanas, we already have another pasuk where it says that the levim should place the hands on the head of the bulls, and one should be a chatas and one should be an oila. And the next pasuk it says the chatas before the oila. V'al says echad chatas echad oila. So matam lema, why do we have in this other pasuk where it says the pasuk before upar sheni ben boker til chatas? What do you tell me? Sheyachol, I would have thought she since in the later pasuk it says by the levi the chatas come before the oila. I would have thought she chatas kadem lechom masel in all activities, whatever activity, spray the blood, putting the fats in his back, the chatas always precedes the oila. Tamal lema par sheni ben boker tikal lechatas. Second part of the chatas. That sounds like why the oila comes before the chatas. Nu ipar sheni yachol te oila kadem lechatas. Nu if that's the second. Bull. I mean, the first bull is an oiler. The Choma say you should make an oiler first. The other pasuk says no. First the chatter, then an oiler. Kate says, how do you work it out? So this is what we do. Damn, when it comes to spraying the blood, and you have two kabanas to spray. Chatters kedemes adam oilim. Then shemiratze. The oiler comes before the chatters because it's miratze. Mashen kain. When it comes to the limbs, the oiler comes first because kuloi kolum. The entire animal gets burnt in his bear. Says the Gemara, right? The two dots, pay test on my base. By the same coin. Eivore oilam, the eivorim of an oilam, amai, why? You tell me that the limbs of an oilam come before the chatas, so why is it that all them, the aimer, why don't we say that matonda kamaisa de mechap particularly? You tell me chatas is more chosher than oilam because the spraying of the blood is mechap, so let's say the first spray of the blood should be the one that's first, because bidi ever been there before, even one spraying is enough. And that's when you did a kapara, it says the chippah, even though you only did once. And then the other three sprays are no longer kapara. So then the oil should spray, then go ahead and spray the oil and then go back to the chattas. Since an oil is generally more chasha, bahanuch loy, why? So why are you saying all four sprays of the blood of the chattas come before the oil? Why don't you just do one for the chattas because of the kapara and then go back to the oil and then go back to the chattas? What are you talking about? We're talking about the training of the Levim. There's no Aveda here, there's no Chattas. And even though this particular Chattas was just like an Oila, because there was no Aveda particular in mind, it was just Tam Chattas. Nevertheless, the Chattas come before the Oila, because the name Chattas comes before an Oila. So therefore, Kamarachman, he tagged him, therefore, Chattas and all of its brains come first. Since you started already with one, might as well finish the whole lot. That's what they answer. Not because of the name Chattas, but because you started one. It's hard to understand Gemara's question, because the Chatchila, you should do all four sprains for the Kapara. This, we learn V'chippe, it's not like B'di'evid, you only did one, it's good enough. But the Chatchila, the Kapara should be all four. But nevertheless, since an oiler is kule kol, maybe you should you rely on the Evan and then go jump to the oiler. So we say no. Once you start already, and that's what the Gemara is answering it. Since you start already, finish, because it's all to do with the kapara. Says Gemara, right? Yiboilu, do we have another few questions? What about dam chattas? You have the blood of a chattas and the evori oiler. The blood of a chattas comes before the blood of an oiler, and the evorim of an oiler comes before the blood of a chattas. Now you're faced with blood versus evorim. You have two activities done by the same kind, and is ready to do both. Which one should you take takes precedence?
So the dam oiler was already done.
Yeah, by another coin or whatever, yeah. Ezim and Kaidim, which is first. Do we say Dam Chattas Kaidim Neshim and Atze, because the tones are dim, Yevori Oilu Kaidim Neshim, Kol Lishim, because it burned on the fire, Toshma, come in here. It says in the Mishnah, that the Dam Chattas Kaidim with Dam, it says in the Mishnah, the blood of a Chattas comes before the blood of an Oilu, so it seems, Dafke, the blood of an Oilu does Chattas take precedence. Dam Oilu Hu De Kaidim, Le Evori Oilu Kaidim, but to the limbs of an Oilu does not take precedence. If you're going to make these kind of the diukim inferences, look at the sefer, the end. It says, it says that the limbs of an oile take place only before the fat of a chattas. Sounds like only for a chattas, not before the blood of a chattas. It only takes precedence over the fats of a chattas, not the blood of a chattas. From one part of the Mishnah, you can deduce one way. One part of the Mishnah, you can deduce another way. Therefore, as we have a rule, you can't make any diukim one way or another. The next shayla, dam oila, you have the blood of an oila, which we say comes after a chattas, but the emure chattas, you have the blood of an oila, which chattas must take precedence. But what do you have to do is the fats of a chattas. Now we know the fats of an oila takes precedence of the fats of a chattas, but here's the blood of an oila. What happens then? Eizem en koidim. Do we say dam oila koidim, the dam oila should come first, the ka'asim, the ka'kalo, why are you spraying the blood? In order to burn them as bayach, and when it comes to burning them as bayach, they take presses over the chattas, or dilma perhaps, a muri chattas koidim, or maybe the fats of a chattas first, the ka'asim, the ka'kalo, or maybe the fats of a chattas first, because it comes from the from blood. Why you bring them as bayach? Because you first brought the blood, and when it comes to blood, chattas goes first. Toshma, we're going to make the same to the yukim in the Mishnah again, which means you cannot bring any either way. It says in the Mishnah, dam chattas koyin dam oil, the blood of chattas comes before the oil. Dam chattas to the koyin dam oil, only the blood of chattas takes precedence. I will emuri chattas loy, but the fact that chattas doesn't. Adarabah misayfa from the sefer evore oil koyin lemuri chattas, the limbs of an oil take precedence over the fats of a chattas. Evore oil the koyin lemuri chattas, the fats of an oil, the limbs of an oil take precedence over the fats of chattas. Avo dam oil loy, but the blood of oil not. You can make it Mishnah either way. You can learn either way. The next question. Dam, oila, v'dam, osham. You have two bloods, oila and osham. We only learned in the Mishnah about a chattas and an oila. Then we learned a chattas and osham. We didn't learn what about an osham and oila. Which takes precedence? Do we say dam, oila, koidim, the cause of koikol? Because this is going to be burnt on Mizbeach, all of it. Therefore, it should take precedence. Dam, osham, koidim, the mechapim. Remember, the whole word of chattas is that it atones. Osham also atones with different avedis. So maybe the osham should be Says the Gemara, Toshma coming here. Says in the Mishnah again, all the diukim dam chatas koydim le dam oyla. When what takes precedence over the blood of only a chatas? Avadam osham loy, but not. It seems we can infer, but not the blood of an osham. Says the Gemara, no raya. Maybe bedinu the boy le misa dam osham. Maybe really you should have mentioned also the blood of an osham. But va'aydi the boy le misa sefer, because in the sefer he want to tell you that the limbs of an oyla take precedence over the limbs of a chatas because it fully gets burned as bech. A vori oyla koydim le a mori chatas, and it had to say the chatas because the ila mori osham. If you would have told us that an oiler's fats takes precedence over Asham's fats, I would have thought Bechatz might be different. I mean, Le'emuri Asham would have called me, and maybe the oiler takes precedence over the fats of an Asham. Or Le'emuri Chatz would have called me, but Chatz is more Chashav than Asham. Maybe it doesn't take precedence. Therefore, the Mishnah focuses on Chatz. We don't know what the Dibi by Asham may be the same din. So, no Raya either way. So, Toshma coming here from another Raya. Chatz Koydim La'asham. It says later in the Mishnah that a Chatz takes precedence over an Asham. It seems Chatz would have called me La'asham. Let's make it. Only a chatas takes precedence of an asham, because a chatas is the chatas is more chashiv. The shvicha is mentioned; it's a four kron, it's not just two, and the but oil is also two, and the shvicha is mentioned in the Torah. Aval oil loy, but an oil not. My love, dam, isn't that a thing to show that the blood is it takes precedence? That only a chatas takes precedence of an asham, but not an oil takes precedence of an asham. Saying, well, no, I murim. No, talking about the fat, that the chatas takes precedence over the asham when it comes to fats, but the chatas don't take precedence over the oil. They can only tell him they should daman it, and we're talking about the blood, because the blood's already given on four and so on and so forth. We're talking about the fats, and therefore oil for sure takes precedence. That's what we're not talking about an oil. No rai, what would be the din by blood of an oil? Chatas kedem, it says the chatas confers of asham. Adrabal chayra asham, what you're talking about chatas is more chashav, because you spray on four sides, and you go shvichin to the side. Lachayra asham is more chashav. Adrabal asham, chashav, shkein yesh la kitzvah, there's a fixed amount how much money it has to be worth. It has to be worth two shkolim, but chatas, it could be any a nominal amount, so doesn't that show asham more chashav? Shkein yesh la kitzvah is a fixed amount. I feel a hachi, ribu dimit bech, hachi. Now I'm going to answer a number, ask a whole bunch of questions about chumras that seem this chumra has another chumra, and the answer is going to be, you're right. It has that chumrah, but this chumrah is more valuable and is worth more, and therefore it takes precedence. The fact that there's more blood on the mizbech and the blood gets poured on the side takes precedence. And then the fact that it costs you more money. Osham kaidin l'tayde adrabe. You're telling me Osham takes precedence over tayde. Says the Gemara, Osham is before tayde. Adrabah, on the contrary, Hatoyda ve'el nozi, called me, they come first. She came to Unalechem. You're telling me the Oshlik for Toyda, Adrabah. The Toyda and the El nozi should come first. Came to Unalechem. They require loaves of bread with it. You don't bring any loaves of bread with an Oshlik. I feel like Kachi Kachim, Adif. The fact that this is Kachi Kachim, and that's Kachi Kalim, that in itself overrides that. Then it says, the toide will not take precedence over shlamim. Toide not take precedence because they have the chalas. Adrabe shlamim kod mishu ken yesh nebetzibu yachid. Shlamim is the only carbon that you bring on shvus. For example, the kifse yatzed is a shlamim. And the mashenke toide will not, there's no carbon tzibur that's a toide or an eil nozit. It's all carbon, yeah, individual carbon. I feel hachi, nevertheless, necholin liyem echa adifi. What's the mila of toide and nozit? You can only eat it for one day. And that chumrah of eating it one day, that we're limiting the time that you're allowed to eat it, means that it's more chashuv, and that overrides that. Iboiluhu, we have another question. Toide ve'el nozir. What about within the toide, these two? A toide and el nozir versus el nozir. The mission doesn't tell you which one has precedence. Ezemen koidim, do we say toide, kod mishu came to a dalim in elechem? Do we say toide, kod firkud, he needs requires four big kinds of bread? A dilma el nozir, koidim, kinesim, oidom, machedim. Or maybe the El Nazir is more important because there are two other kabbanas that come. A Nazir doesn't bring only one card, it brings three kabbanas. So maybe, therefore, because this comes along with other kabbanas, it's more chashiv. Tashma, coming here, it says in the Braise, Zu Kedemis Lazu, that the El Nazir follows the Toyda Y, Sheke Zu to Dal Min Lechem, and to an El Shem Min Lechem. Because the El Nazir only has two loaves of bread, while the Toyda has four different loaves of bread, three of matzahs and one of bread. Hashlamin Kedemil of Chayid. The shlamim called before the b'chayid. Adrabe b'chayid kaidin. The b'chayid should be first. She can't kudel shasim alechem. You tell me shlamim comes before b'chayid because it has smicha and trufas chazei v'shoik. You wave it, but the b'chayid should cover. It's born holy. The shlamim, you had to designate an animal and consecrate it. The fact that so many in requirements means it's more chashiv. Abchay koydim lemaisa, abchay comes from maisa. Other maisa koydim came a kadosh levanacher by maisa, a unique din. If the animal goes out, like call the tenth animal, the ninth and the ninth and the 11th, and I did not call the tenth animal the right number. All three of them become koydish, so have such a power that even I can indiscriminately make other animals holy, meshaking all the kabbanas, which only I have to exactly designate which animal it is. So isn't that unbelievable chumrah? I feel lucky. For the fact that I was born holy, that's worth more. So you want to write Ma'ase koydim loifers adrabe oifers cut me birds should be first. You can cut him. So holy chatos or oifin oilos oif. They can only be eaten in the base of Middash. Shouldn't that take precedence over ma'ase behemia? For the hachi means zevach adiv. And any animal with a sakin is more, because the whole min is a more chashu min. Amar Bashila Yemudi cut your collar as you get down. Nachsas nudin. Ravina Bashila says Emudi kachim kalim. The fats of kachim kalim. The way it works is kachim kalim are not really holy until you spray the blood. Once you spray the blood, the fats belong to the Eibishter, and the rest of the meat is eaten by the balabas. So there's no meila stealing from the Eibishter until you actually spray the blood. So Ravina Bashila says Emudi kachim kalim. The fats of kachim kalim shiyotsu. You took them outside of the base of Midrash. True, they can be once you spray the blood, you can eat the meat outside the base of Midrash. But you took the emudim, the fats. Before you sprayed the blood, you took it outside. Absolutely. Even though it's not yet, blood does not belong to the Eibishter yet, so there's no chayyur, no stealing. But regarding taking it out of the base of Mikdash, it's still possible because of Yaitzeh. It's still kachim. In other words, even though it's, on the one hand it's not kachim yet, you didn't spray the blood. On the other hand, that's only as far as meila, stealing from the base of Mikdash. You use it then, you're not over. But as far as Yaitzeh, as soon as you shecht it, you take the fats out, you're ready over Yaitzeh. I'll prove it to you. Our mission itself, it says over there, because it's a carbon. Why is a mice behemoth take precedence over the bird? Because it's a carbon, zevach, the yeshnoi, kochim, and this kochim, dom of emurav. We say that the blood and the fats are holy, versus the bird is only the blood. Think yourself, why does the Mishnah mention blood? Blood also, you have that in common. Birds also, you have to spray the blood in Mizbech. So what the Mishnah is saying that a behemoth is better than a bird because a behemoth has side of the fats and side of the blood. And a bird also has the blood. The Mishnah should have just pointed out, highlighted the fats. Why is it mentioned? Blood. Bishleim emurav less nubo. If you understand, there's a mile in the animal over because this has and this doesn't have. Elodami, so what do you mention? But blood there is. Why Bechal mention blood? It should have just said that there is fats, and here there's no dinner fats by bird. All of it gets eaten, consumed by the coin. So why is it mentioned blood with it? To tell you that you know when it's called kachim kachim, only when the blood is sprayed. Elav mashlon imudin ki dome. The fats are just like blood. Mat dome lifne zika, just like blood. Because pasul is before the zika, af imudav kaidim zika, because korale kachim kachim. So first of all, since the blood, the blood, there's a problem with the blood before you sprayed it, and we're calling it zika. So too, the fats, even before you put on mizbech, is already called fats, and so too before the zika is also called fats, and it's called kachim kachim. Umad dami mifsel b'yaitzim, but before mifsel b'yaitzim, and what respect is called kachim kachim? Not regarding meila stealing, but regarding, because there's no stealing before you spray the blood, but rather regarding yaitzim. You now take the blood out of the base of midrash before you spray it. So too, you now take the fats out of the base of midrash before you spray it. Why don't you bring another proof also? Bosa kachim kalim says here, if the meat of kachim kalim she yotza lif nezik is damim, there's an argument to Amaroyim, the meat, okay, not to my fats, but the meat goes to the owner, which eventually will go out of the base of Midrash. Where does the owner eat the meat? Anywhere he wants. The fat's never supposed to go out of the base of Midrash, supposed to stay on the Mizbeach. But the meat's supposed to go out. But what happened? You took the meat out before you sprayed the blood. Rabbi Yechonah says kosher, because eventually it'll go out anyway. Oh, but Ishlaki says possible. Rabbi Yechonah says kosher, hoil the sefer lots. Rabbi Yechonah says kosher, why? Because you can eat it around the city. Okay, you took it out before the spraying, it doesn't make a difference. Ishlaki says possible, because the poil are dying, like he is money lots. It's too early, it's too premature. You have to wait till the spraying before you can take it out. Because now mutiachilia. So I can't leave the whole argument. Is only about bossa by flesh. I will be moody when it comes to fats if you took it out before. So there, Rabbi Yechonah is machshir because eventually you can eat it. But it comes to fats, lie. It seems that what? That you're not allowed to, that the fats if taken out beforehand should be awesome. Only tied up yechin is machshir, the meat, because eventually it will come out lotzes. But the fats, which never will go out, same as bech, if you took it out before the zikah, should be puzzle. Should be puzzle. So I ate rabba b'sheila. And if you took the fats out, even though it's not kotcha kotchim as far as stealing is concerned, because you didn't spray the blood, it's still considered kotcha kotchim as far as yaitse is concerned. Because even Rabbi Yechon was matter, the meat, his whole svar is based on the fact that soon you can eat the meat anywhere in your shalim. That's why. But not over here by when it comes to a mudukot. But a mudim which you never will eat in your shalim, only in his bech, even Rabbi Yechon, you can't. Maybe they're arguing about both. Rabbi Yechon holds it, even the fats, if you took it out of the basin before the spraying, you can bring it right back in. I said, how come they only argue about the meat? Shouldn't say big chiddush. Why do you argue the meat? Like the achal kiddush lakish. Tell your farish that the lakish not only asks the case of the fats which you never were supposed to take it out of the base of English, even in the case of the meat that eventually you take it out, don't. I feel the boss said, so lotzes. I'm out of dying like years, money lotzes. Still not the right time yet to do it. Says he go to lema. Let us say. Actually, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Chairman.